Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. We are continuing our coverage in the Santee City Council races today, and my next special guest is Linda Markall. She is one of three candidates running for the District 3 open seat on the Santee City Council. She is retired, and she spent her career as first a photographer and later a manager, managing everything from a taxi cab company to medical offices. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Why did you decide to run for the Santee City Council?
I am running for City Council. I'm picking up where my mother left off. Her name was Mildred Markall. She formed a small group in 1968 that decided they wanted to incorporate and become a city. That small group had ventured out to Scottsdale, Arizona, and they saw their vision for our city of Santee. So I figure I'm just going to be following in her footsteps.
You certainly bring a lot of history. You've lived in this city for many, many, many years and seen a lot of changes, I would imagine.
Yes, I have. I was born and raised in Santee. We had a little house on Mission Gorge Road. It was a two-bedroom, small. And Mission Gorge, believe it or not, I don't know if people remember this, there used to be a four-foot ditch all along Mission Gorge Road. And every property had a little bridge that they had to cross. And when it rained, the water would go over the bridge, and it would make it fun for us to watch who didn't make the bridge. So my parents realized that it was very important to widen Mission Gorge Road, and they were the family that first gave property to do this for Santee.
Very interesting. That's quite a history. One of the big issues that we're hearing today that voters are concerned about is development, or what some consider to be overdevelopment. There certainly are some problems out there with traffic gridlock on Highway 52 in particular and some of the city streets. Where do you stand on the whole development issue, and what do you view as the best ways to address the traffic gridlock problem?
I believe we need smart development, and we have to be careful because once something develops, we can't take it back.
True.
And with the traffic, people in the 70s remember Mission Gorge used to back all the way up into Grantville. So we've had traffic for a lot of years. Now we have these freeways in, and a lot of this traffic isn't even coming from our city. It's coming from the adjacent cities of people coming to and from work.
Bonita Ranch is a major project that would bring almost 3,000 homes to the city of Santee. It's certainly been on the burner for years and years and years. What are your views about that project or others of that scale?
Bonita Ranch has been on the books for almost 30 years. I was not a great fan of Bonita Ranch. I haven't yet seen anything that I feel is acceptable to put in. And if you think about it, 30 years ago, we did not have firestorms. We didn't have fire tornadoes. Now we have that. So we really have to develop smart in putting people's lives at risk by trying to put that size of a development in with the 52 the way it is. If there is a fire, nobody will be able to escape.
Very good point. You know, no other candidate has mentioned that, but you're right. Certainly during the Cedar Fire and some of these big fires, we've seen serious traffic issues coming out of some of the areas like Ramona, even on Interstate 8 when it got all backed up, and it came awfully close to an even worse catastrophe out there with some of the gridlock. So that's an important consideration. A related issue is the ballot initiative that citizens have been trying to get on the ballot. They did qualify it with enough signatures, but the city council voted to fund a study for 2 years before it can go on the ballot. And what that initiative would do, listeners, is it would give the citizens a vote on any project that exceeds what's allowed in the general plan. So you couldn't build something that allowed more houses than the general plan does without the voters having a say-so. What are your views on the initiative itself and on the council's action?
Well, the initiative itself, I believe, should have been written more clear. I don't feel it was clear enough. And I was in favor of putting it on the ballot. The problem was that it didn't give the council enough time to do an impact study before placing it on November's ballot, which did force them to have to do the study. Mm-hmm. The good of the study was it came out that our industry is lacking, which I've known for years. It's fragmented. And I had proposed that we put the industry where Finita Ranch was supposed to go.
Oh, what an interesting idea.
And have a wonderful industry park where we could, you know, entertain something like Qualcomm, Google, or other internet company base.
So bring in high-tech businesses that would also provide local jobs, which, of course, would help cut down on some of that gridlock if people are not commuting out of the area.
Yes, and put the residents in the zoning that is zoned right now as industry, build homes there where they'll be safe inside of Santee.
Another issue is the budget right now. The city is facing a fiscal deficit in its budget. What steps would you take to improve the economy of Santee and either increase revenues or decrease expenses?
Well, we're going to have to cut back a lot. With an $800,000 deficit hitting in 2019,
ouch.
This is a very serious problem for our city. And I would really be sad to see it unincorporate due to this. I feel that we really have to focus on our commercial property. We need to rethink some zoning since situations have changed like the fires. And the general plan, yes, it was good in its day, but it's not up to date with the current climate change and the current issues that our city has been facing.
You mentioned unincorporation, which would be, I guess, the worst-case scenario that could happen if they didn't get the budget under control. That's already being talked about in Lemon Grove, although they have a much smaller budget. You mentioned to me before we went on the air that you remember back before Santee was incorporated, and maybe not so fondly. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yes. Santee, when it was unincorporated, was really hard to be the stepchild of San Diego. We were the Cinderella. And my parents were frustrated. They went to so many meetings. They formed their group. It wasn't a good situation for Santee when it was unincorporated because there was no plan. Things weren't done right.
We certainly see today, you don't need to look any farther than Lakeside and the controversy over the sand mine that might go in out there, despite the fact that hundreds of people have come out against it and virtually nobody in favor of it. Except for the sand miner, of course, or, say, the giant wind turbines in Boulevard or paramilitary training camps, to see some of the really unusual projects that have been sort of foisted on the rural areas and the unincorporated areas. So I think it's a good word of caution to be sort of careful about what you wish for when people talk about unincorporation. You really do lose the power to make your own decisions as a city when something like that happens.
Oh, yes, it would be tragic for Santee to lose that. We would not have a voice in what San Diego does, and we would have no control.
Who are your most important endorsements?
I only have one endorsement, and that's with the Democratic Party.
Well, that's a big one. That means you'll be on all their mailers. Linda, I'm going to give you the final say today. And listeners, if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Linda Markall, who is one of the three candidates on the ballot running for the Santee District 3 race, along with Zach Giannino and Laura Caval, who are also on the show. And we're very pleased, actually, that all seven candidates in all three seats did do written questionnaires with us that you can find on our site at eastcountymagazine.org in the politics section, where we also have information about the candidate forums, as well as we'll be posting interviews with the 6 of the 7 who agreed to come on and be interviewed on this show. So I want to give you the last word today, Linda. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy or the issues in Santee?
I feel this is a very crucial election for the city of Santee. With this deficit going to hit us, I feel that experience will matter a lot. And I feel that this city council isn't the demonized as they have been. I have seen so much worse, and people that realize and have lived here know that city council was not like it is now. And they're struggling to try to mend what has occurred in our past council. So I really want the citizens to get out and vote smart. And also our seniors, I would love to see a senior center, because now that I'm close to my senior age, that would be a real plus to have in the city of Santee.
That's a very good idea. It's certainly important to take care of our seniors. Linda, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.
Thank you so much for having me.